We don't have a quorum yet, but we can begin on the bills. We'll wait to move the minutes or take any official votes until after we get a quorum. Representative Howes, you have a bill up, 3722. You wanted like to explain?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I do have a bill up, and I will... Will I be able to talk about the amendment that's being offered, or...
Yes.
Okay, I'll be real brief. Number one, there's no fiscal note with this. It's not going to cost the state any money. PCA is in support of this, and all interested parties. The reason for the amendment is simply to match it up with Senate language, because the original bill has been changed a couple times. Without my going into a great deal of technical parts of the bill, I'll ask Ms. Nancy Larson to speak to it and why we need this, and then we also have PCA up here. They can say that everything's okay.
Ms. Larson, go ahead. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, I guess it is. I'm Nancy Larson, Executive Director of the Minnesota Association of Small Cities, and we've got this bill to correct a problem that we've seen happening over the last few years. We've had a number of small cities that had alternative sewage systems put in their communities, and many of them have either malfunctioned or failed. And so we've been working for about 6 months now anyway, a number of different federal, state agencies, small cities, and other people trying to find ways to correct this problem. This is one of the ways that we think we can do it. We had real problems finding out which cities were having problems, and this will redline them right away, and then we can take care of the problems before it gets to the point that it has. But I'll turn it over to PCA.
Go ahead, sir, and state your name for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Galen Reitz. I'm the director of the Municipal Division at the Pollution Control Agency. And I guess what I'd like to say is that we do support this bill. Obviously, one of our responsibilities is to provide technical assistance and support to communities in developing wastewater. We support this bill with the proposed amendment. We think that it'll help provide some additional information that we have accessible to us. It'll help communities in making their decision process. And ultimately, because this data and information is available to us right now, we can do this report with little additional cost to the agency or the state. We believe that there's a real potential benefit to the small communities that are looking to build wastewater treatment systems. By having this information available, they'll be able to look down a list, look at other similar communities to themselves, and contact those communities if they wish, talk about their experiences, what kind of costs they've had in operating a certain type of system, actually talk about the success that they've had with contractors, and I think it'll create an opportunity for those who have had successful wastewater treatment efforts to share that information with communities that are now going into that process. So we see that there's some real potential benefit for this. I think our view is that the better informed the communities are, the better decisions they'll make, and better opportunity for improved wastewater treatment in the state. So with that, I guess I would say we support the bill, or as amended, and if you have any questions, I'd be pleased to answer them.
Okay, before we have any questions, we'll bring the meeting to order. We have a quorum, and we'd ask Representative Nornes, could you move the March 28th minutes? There are no corrections.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move those minutes.
Okay, Representative Nornes moves the March 28th minutes. Any discussion? All approved, say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carried. Representative Howes, the chair will move your bill, House File 3722, to pass and be placed on the general register. And do you want to move the amendment at this time to get in the shape you want it?
I'll move the amendment, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Representative Hackbarth moves the DE1 amendment. To get it in the shape you offer, lights it in. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carried. Representative Howes?
Mr. Chairman, I think Chairman Hackbarth had a question.
Okay, Representative Hackbarth.
Mr. Chairman, if we could have the MPCA elaborate, I think they touched on it a little bit, but very briefly, about the cost. What do they think this might cost? I think they glazed over it a little bit. Could you explain that and go into a little more detail about what the cost might be to this bill?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hackbarth. We really believe it'll be minimal cost for several reasons. One is the data that we're looking at here, we have in existing databases. We currently do a report which identifies wastewater treatment facilities that are built, and then also what the cost has been in the gallons per day, the size of the facility, essentially. By adding the additional things that are required by this bill, they are already in our database, so it's a matter of just setting up and pulling that information out. We will be putting this, as the bill states, on the web, so the cost of doing that is minimal, so there aren't a large number of printing costs. That makes it accessible to anybody that has web access. So, you know, I haven't really sat down and figured out the exact cost, but our view is that it will be minimal and can be incorporated into existing work effort.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Cox, you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. House, or Representative House, I think this sounds like a good idea. The information gathering doesn't sound too onerous. Mike, I'm curious on the five-year requirement. Is you're asking for this information under parts of it to be submitted and on the line and so forth for 5 years. Is it, and this may be to the testifier, is it generally that's the period they kind of shake out and figure out what's going on, then after that, the system's really pretty well.
Mr. Chairman, I'll let the PCA answer that if there's more known.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Cox, I think the idea of 5 years, anytime you start a new facility, you're bound to have some hiccups during startup. So I think having the data for 5 years in the report will give you a little more sense of what happens after it smooths out. And so I think the 5 years definitely will cover anything that was related to design or construction. After that, you might have concern, or you might have issues if it's not operated properly, but certainly 5 years would allow you to get a good sense of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions from members? Representative Hollins, do you want to close with anything?
Mr. Chairman and members, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, seeing no other questions, anybody in the audience testify for or against the bill? No further questions. The chair will renew his motion that House File 3722 pass be placed on the general register as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Now we do the lands. Okay, next we'll take up the lands bill, House File 3397. The chair will move the 3397 pass and be referred to the Ag and Environment Natural Resources Finance Committee. And I have a delete all amendment here that I'd like to move and get it into the proper order. The delete all amendment is A06-1375. The chair will move that. Any discussion on the delete all amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the first person we have to testify would be Representative... Oh, we're going to the DNR. Okay. We're going to do a walkthrough of the bill with the DNR first, and then we'll get to the amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Eckhart.
I know the DNR is going to go through the bill while they're coming up. The amendment is pretty much what the Senate has done. Is that what I understand?
What I understand, yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Kathy Lewis with the Lands and Minerals Division of the DNR.
My name is Paul Pojar. I also work with the DNR Lands and Minerals Section.
If you go ahead and give us just a general run through, it doesn't have to be real technical. But
thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill is basically how the Senate's version of the land sale bill is sitting currently, except for the amendments, obviously, that are going to go on the bill today. So that's where we're starting from. And what has happened is that this was a DNR land sale and boundary bill. And what has happened is that some of the separate land sale bills have been added into this bill from other authors. The section one of the bill is an Itasca County initiative. You'll see part of that in House File 2967. It addresses survey issues for two lots under the county's legislative authorized program to sell tax forfeited lands leased for recreational purposes. Section two is a St. Louis County initiative. It's found partly in House File 3190. It amends the public sale authorization from the year 2005 to address the width of a trout stream. The DNR had no objection to this provision. Section 3 is a DNR initiative. It adds lands to six state parks. They are Crow Wing, Frontenac, Grand Portage, Mille Lacs Catheau, Split Rock Creek, and William O'Brien. Generally, they are for protection of shoreline area, wetland areas, future facility sites, future expansion for recreational trails. Section 4 is a DNR initiative. It deletes lands from three state parks. Banning, it deletes private parcel for further development of a school property. In Schoolcraft, it deletes 79 acres of a school trust land. It's all east of the Mississippi River. The land would then be managed for forest purposes. And in William O'Brien, it deletes private lands being developed with homes. Section 5 is a DNR initiative. It deletes lands from state recreation areas. These are basically technical amendments to deleting private lands that are not being used for those purposes. Section 6 is a DNR initiative. It adds lands to the Rum River State Forest to allow for expanded school trust land management activities and future acquisitions. Section 7 is a DNR initiative. It's Minoka County land sale. It authorizes public sale of the 0.58 acres of acquired DNR land. It's a water access site where we developed an alternative access site so that access site is no longer needed. Section 8 is from Clearwater County.
Ms. Lewis, I see some of the members paging through the whole bill. I should have reminded you that there is a section-by-section review here.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me and go ahead now.
Thank you, sir. Section 8 is a Clearwater County initiative. It authorizes the sale of tax forfeited land to the city of Bagley. DNR had no objection to that change. Section 9 is a DNR initiative. It's a Brookview County land sale. It authorizes a private sale of 0.75 acres of acquired DNR land to resolve an unintentional trespass. There's no change to the park boundary by this section. Section 10 is a DNR initiative. It's in Hennepin County, and it's a sale. It's not a sale, but transfer to another local unit of government of 4.9 acres bordering Minnehaha Creek for management purposes for public use. Section 11 is the Itasca County proposal. It authorizes public sale of a lot bordering public water. DNR has no objection, and you'll see this language in House File 2967. Section 12 is also Itasca County initiative. It authorizes private sale of land bordering public water. Again, the DNR have no objection, and you'd find it in House File 2967. Section 13 is from Itasca County. It's for a land exchange involved for lands for an auxiliary mining facility for Minnesota Steel Industries. And the language authorizes some exceptions to the standard practice for land exchange, particularly the use of title opinions, the riparian land requirements. And it further authorizes Itasca County to sell by private sale the lands received in the land exchange. And you'll see that language in House File 2978 also. Section 14 of the bill is a DNR initiative. It's a Lake of the Woods sale. It authorizes a sale of 0.17 acres to resolve an unintentional trespass. Section 15 is DNR initiative. It's a sale in Mille Lacs County to resolve an unintentional trespass. Section 16 is from DNR. It's a Morrison County land sale, authorizing a public sale of 51 acres of school trust fund. It has 730 feet along Hillman Creek and thus requires legislative approval to put it up for public sale. Section 17 is from DNR, is selling 3.35 acres by public sale of acquired land in Otter Tail County. Sections 18, 19, and 20 are all from Pine County. They're authorizing public or private sales of tax forfeited lands bordering public water. Section 21 is from the DNR. It's a Rice County land exchange. It authorizes a land exchange of less than 1 acre within Nurse Grand Big Wood State Park to resolve an unintentional trespass.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
A couple of them you went over. Most of them say DNR has no objections when it starts out with another agency doing the initiative, but there are two there that don't have that, I think, Section 13. And then up on Section 1, I was wondering, do all of these amendments here listed, is that just you forgot to put has no objections, or did you have objections?
Mr. Chair, the department is completely comfortable with the amendment of the bill as it stands. We have no objections to any provisions currently in the delete all amendment.
Okay, thank you.
Sections 22, 23, 24, and 25 are all from St. Louis County. You will see most of that language in House File 3190. The DNR has no objections to the provisions of the bill as in this bill. There is some language in House File 3190 that the state did not agree to and was not adopted in the Senate, and it's not currently in this bill. Section 26 is from the DNR. It's authorizing a public sale of 66 acres within the Bayport WMA. This is land right next to the correctional facility. It's primarily wetland. It's within the city limits, so hunting is not allowed within this portion of the WMA. Section 27 is from the DNR. It's a Wright County land sale authorizing a water access site on Ramsey Lake that's not being used. Section 28 is from Itasca County. This relates also to that land exchange in Section 13 of the bill. It authorizes Itasca County to deposit money it receives from the sale of the land to Minnesota Steel Industries into a tax forfeited land replacement trust fund. And there is going to be an amendment to the bill to change some of the language to this section. Section 29 is also from Itasca County, also relates to this land exchange. And it relates to providing that a claimant participating in the Sustainable Forest Incentive Act may enroll in replacement parcels under the specified conditions without penalty. So it's part of that land exchange provisions with the Itasca County. And that's the section-by-section quick run-through of the bill.
Thank you. Any questions from members so far? Representative Wagenius.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am left with the impression, though it may be wrong, that this is the biggest sale of tax-forfeited land bordering on public waters that I've seen in a long time. Am I right about that? There are a lot of parcels here.
Ms. Lewis?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wagenius, there is usually through the process, what happens is the different land bills come into an omnibus bill, and sometimes it's not packaged till near the end. This is pretty average. It's not that significant. And most of the parcels are, a lot of the parcels are very small parcels.
If I could, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wagenius?
It wasn't the size of all the parcels. It was how many they were bordering on public waters. That I'm looking at the one in Clearwater County. Is that one that you described that was on the Mississippi River?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wagenius, the Clearwater County parcel is being sold to the city of Bagley. The Mississippi River one that I mentioned was a little bit earlier, and that was in the deletion of lands from the Schoolcraft State Park. And those lands are not leaving state ownership. The trust fund lands are being moved outside the state park and will be managed for forest purposes. But that's one I mentioned with Mississippi River.
Okay. And the Clearwater County one? If you want to tell me, I just look at this, and I'm still left with the impression that we are selling an awful lot of land to private ownership that is on waters, and I'm just left with that impression. I think Willard Munger would be standing on the desk about this point. Could I be right about that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wagenius, the Clearwater County is going to the city of Bagley, so that's staying in public ownership, and several of the parcels are. The DNR, I can assure you, takes a very cautious approach to selling land bordering public water. One of the provisions under Minnesota Statute 282.018 is that the Commission on Natural Resources may give approval to the counties to sell tax forfeited land bordering public water if it's 150 feet or less. Beyond that, they have to come to the legislature for review and approval. And that's why you see the ones from the tax forfeited ones coming to the legislature on those. But there is a very cautious approach. The DNR reviews everything that comes forward, and we provide letters to the committee and our opinions on whether these parcels should, our recommendation whether these parcels should or should not be sold. So the
final question. I still am not comfortable with this, but on the parcels that are going to be sold to the city of Bagley, will all of those parcels be used for the public, or will they be in turn sold privately?
Representative, Mr. Chair, Representative, they will be used by the city of Bagley for park purposes. They're intending to build a city park there, and the we put language into the bill that requires Bagley to return the land to Clearwater County in the event that they were to sell the land or use it for some other purpose other than for public purpose.
Members, Representative Cox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a quick question. On some of these properties, there's buildings on them. When they, and it's to correct the trespass, you're just selling the land. I mean, you don't, people don't buy back their building. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. They do not buy back the building.
Thank you.
Yes, Representative Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a whole lot of experience with these, so bear with me. William O'Brien, we're deleting private lands being developed with homes. How does that work? If it's park land, is there actually homes being developed currently on that, or is there some process in play? And what's going on there?
Mr. Chair, for the state park boundary is a boundary, but there are private lands owned within many of the state parks, and so that people can exercise the rights that they have on those lands for building homes. And so the Parks Division, and there's a representative here if you have more questions, has decided that it would be in the best management interest to just delete the lands from the state park boundary. But they were never state park lands owned by the state.
Thank you. That's helpful. Mr. Chair, on Schoolcraft, we're deleting 79 acres of school trust land. What does it mean to delete school trust land?
Mr. Chair, what we're doing here is we're changing the boundary of the state park. So when we redraw the line of the state park boundary, it will not include the school trust lands owned by the state. The school trust lands are remaining in state ownership, and now they can be managed for forest purposes and generate revenue for the trust. It's an area of the park that does not have any facilities such as campgrounds or anything else. And that was one way to fulfill the legislative directive to get state trust lands out of state parks where revenue generation is not feasible or practical.
Thank you.
Representative Pennis.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And two questions. First one, what is the total number of acres in Clearwater County in the Bagley, because it looks like some large parcels, so I just was wondering. Not that I'm neutral on it, but do you have it handy? Otherwise, I can get it later.
Mr. Chair, I don't have it handy, but a lot of these are small, platted lots. And you see 2, 3, 4, those are small little city-type lots. And you have only 2 40s listed, and it's part of those. So you're talking less than 80 acres total for all of Clearwater County.
Okay. And thank you. And Mr. Chair, and what is the total number of acres sold in this bill as it sits now?
Ms. Lewis?
Mr. Chair, I do not have that total for you.
Okay. I can get it later. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other member questions? Representative Nornis, are you ready with your amendment?
Yes, I'd like to move the 1427 amendment.
Representative Nornis moves the 1428 amendment. Should be in your packet.
Is it
28? Yep. 28. What did I say? 28. Yep. Representative Nornis.
Yeah. You're right. This amendment deals with the parcel of DNR property that's in the city of Fergus Falls. And the reason for it is the school district is looking at possible sites to build a new high school. And this is one of the sites that they would like to consider using. So this amendment allows that to happen. If the school does not ultimately use the property, it continues to be DNR property. And the DNR, I think, is okay with the language.
Thank you, Representative Nornis. Ms. Lewis, any comments on that amendment?
Mr. Chair, no, the DNR has no objection to this language.
Any questions by members?
Okay,
The Representative Nornis renews his motion to amend with AO 61428 to House File 3722. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Representative Westrom.
Mr. Chair, this amendment is something that came to my attention this winter, probably January, but Tom Pender in House Research has done a bang-up job working through this with my constituents, and finally it came to where a bill would need to be drafted. I guess it was about a week ago I got that language that he had worked with my constituents on. It deals with a small housing development where the original owner parceled off five houses and gave them easements to the lots, and the survey lines later were discovered in 1981, I believe it was. There's a handout in your packets, members, from Tom Pender, who kind of encapsulized or summarized the situation here. But the long story short is this amendment's needed for them to be able to direct the county to sell them the land, as I understand it, and they can then have assurance that the driveway that they have easements for, they can actually own the land and not worry about somebody on the off chance someday coming in and buying that piece of land and at least restricting some of their abilities for resale and things like that. And any questions? I think the DNR, I've run it by them, they're fine with it as well.
The Representative Western moves the 1367 amendment. Ms. Lewis, any comments on that amendment?
Mr. Chairman, we're fine with this. It has no water-related issues, and our field people have taken a look at it, and they seem to be fine with this.
Okay, any questions from members on the 1367 amendment? If not, Westrum moved the 1367 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment motion is passed. Let's see, we move down to Representative Pennis. Are you ready?
Yes, I think I am as soon as I find the amendment.
3980.
This is an amendment that Representative Leader put in, and I don't know where it is, but I can assure you with his, he's an honest man. I would put in anything for him. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, what was the amendment?
Well, it's House File 3980. Are we moving that as the language for be rolled into the bill then? Okay. Representative Pence moves language from House File 3980 to be amended into the House File 3397.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And if there are any questions, I will get them get the answers to you. But I know we all trust Representative Leader. I hope you do too.
DNR, Ms. Lewis, do you have any comments on House File 3980 language?
Mr. Chair, the land is all staying in public ownership. The first section one is going to the City of Warren. Section two is a private sale to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR supports the language, and we have no objections to the section one portion.
Any questions from the members? The representative, Dennis, moves the language from 3980 to get it into House File 3397. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Representative Portman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the language in House File 4025 be amended onto the bill that we're discussing, 3397. 4095 is one of the last pages in our packets. And I'd move that language with two minor changes. There's two typos.
You could use so those.
I would move the text of 4025 with the exception of page 2, line 33, where it says block 14, it should say block 13. And page 3, line 3, where it says block 14, it should say block 15. And these are lands.
We'll just incorporate that in your amendment.
Yes, that's all right. These are lands in Hennepin County that they're 10 tax forfeited parcels, and due to their proximity to public waters, they require DNR approval and legislation. And it's my understanding that the DNR does not oppose this move.
Ms. Lewis, did you comment on language in House File 4025?
Mr. Chair, the language provides that the sales are to cities, so the lands are staying within public ownership, and the DNR has reviewed it and has no objections to the bill.
Any questions? Okay, Representative Portman moves the language from House File 4025 as amended at her incorporation to amend House File 3397. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Representative Hackbar.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the 3397A1 amendment.
Hey, Representative Hackbar.
Oh, we have to.
Can you what was that?
Send that around.
Oh, we haven't got it in the package, did we? Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if the DNR. The DNR has a copy of the amendment, that they've reviewed it. I brought this forward for Representative Pete Nelson, and maybe the DNR can comment on it.
Representative Hagbarth has moved the 397A1 amendment. Any comment from the DNR on this amendment?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we've reviewed this with Representative Nelson. It provides some language to add additional protection to the shorelines of these parcels of land that are being proposed for sale. The sale will be to an adjacent landowner, and there's going to be little or no development in those areas.
Any questions from the members? Representative Wagenius?
What does little or no mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Representative Nelson is here, and he has indicated that there will be no development in this area.
There's a lot of difference between no and little or no.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, Representative, I'm sorry. Those were my words, and I chose them inappropriately.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wagenius, if you look at line 1.13, you'll see that it's subject to a no-impact zone, et cetera, throughout all of this. This property, in all likelihood, will be purchased by the adjoining property owner. It is two very narrow lots, and it also has some topography. It is kind of a steep bank, and even if it were allowed, nobody would be able to build on there. But with this language, this makes sure that there will be no impact either in the water. You'll notice no docks or permanent structures either in the waterway or up on the land. It goes all the way to the bluff zone.
Any questions? Representative Borgenius.
Yes, thank you. The parcels shall be subject to these things. That sounds good. Are these as easements or as ordinance?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, in the letter that we sent to the committee here, these are supposed to be included in the deeds, so the county would put these restrictions in the deeds and they would run with the property.
Any other questions? Seeing none, anybody testify for or against? Representative Hackbarth moves the Nelson Amendment, the A1 Amendment, to amend House File 3397. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, Representative Nelson. Representative Dill.
I'm for the Solberg Amendment. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to move the Solberg Amendment. I'm sorry.
The number is?
That is the A1 Amendment also. A1. It is the 2967A1 Amendment, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dill moves the 2967A1 Amendment. Do you wish to explain that, or will Representative Solberg?
Representative Solberg will explain the amendment.
Representative Solberg, you would like to explain your amendment?
Mr. Chairman, yes, but I think there needs to be some clarification because this is probably drafted to another one, and so maybe counsel can make sure that we have it drafted correctly. I think it's section 28 on page 20 from your amendment that you had. And
counsel says we're in good shape.
Mr. Chairman, this would allow then Itasca County, as they're really dealing with the land exchange that's been approved between Blandon, the proposed Minnesota Steel Project, and to keep the land going and exchanging. But the county would like to be able to take about $1 million of that cost and distribute it as would normally be the case. Under laws of 1965, chapter 326. And if you give me a second, I think I have that distribution where that $1 million would be distributed. $200,000 would be to the Memorial Fund Forest. 30% would go to county parks or timber development. Then the net proceeds, 40% of that net, or $224,000, would go to the county. $224,000 go to school districts, and $112,000 go to the three townships, which is a normal distribution of that type of process. So I'd appreciate your support on this change.
Thank you, Representative Solberg. Ms. Lewis, any comment on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, we've been working with Itasca County on the land exchange. We have reviewed the language. We regard it as a decision from the county on how to do the distribution of proceeds, and so we have no particular comment on the language.
Any other questions from members? Anybody in the crowd wish to testify? If not, Representative Dill moves the Solberg 2967A1 amendment to amend House File 3722. I keep reading the wrong one. House File 3397. We're going to cross that one out. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you, Representative.
Representative Solberg, I want to talk to you. I'm going to step in the back.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't there one more?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. It's already in the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dill.
Going back to the delete all amendment, the 1375 amendment. That includes language, nearly all of the language that's in House File 3190, which was my original bill regarding the sale of tax forfeit land bordering public waters in St. Louis County. And I believe that Representative Sertich would like to come forward and discuss some of the bill that is not in there, as I understand, if we could do that.
Representative Sertich?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee.
I don't know if any of you have the original bill in front of you still. You got it. Great. Thanks, Representative Cox. On page 5, lines 1 through 15, was not included in the delete-all bill, deals with a parcel of land in Floodwood, Minnesota, a small little town in the southern tip of my district, right on Highway 73 and Highway 2. It's a landlocked piece of land that's on the St. Louis River. That's right kind of in the area of where their industrial park is and where they potentially could locate a job Z zone. Floodwood is a very, very small community that doesn't have much of any industrial park, and this would go a long way into helping make sure that they can develop some business in that community. This before us is very similar to a couple parcels of land that was in 2002 land bill, ironically enough, again on the St. Louis River, that was given to or traded with Fond du Lac Tribe with the reservation. So it was a government-to-government switch. This is very similar to that with one parcel. The local DNR office originally agreed to do this with the statement that there would be an easement as well, and if you look in the language on 5-7, we're talking about the easement as well. We're also in discussions with folks from the county and from the DNR right now about if there's a way we can get this done. It's not in the Senate bill. It would be my preference if the committee would allow is to at least include some language in for the moment being so that we can discuss it through the process, and if it's all taken care of by the time you all get to conference committee, if the bills are at all any different, be willing to look at any way the DNR and the St. Louis County can figure this issue out.
Thank you, Representative Sturgis. Representative Hackmark.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, and Representative Sturgis. I know that these talks are taking place. I'd rather not put the language in at this time, but I am willing, if we come to an agreement, we can put it down on the floor, or maybe even discuss it in conference committee. And I think as long as the Senate already knows this is taking place, and we know it's taking place, I think that would be allowable.
Okay.
So I encourage people to keep talking about this, and maybe they can work out the differences. Maybe we can make it happen.
Mr. Chair, Chair Ackbarth, I really appreciate those comments, and that's my concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Sturgis. Representative Cox, do you still have a question?
No, I don't. Thank you, Chair.
Any other questions from members on the bill as amended? Representative Pennis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so I'm confused now on this Dill amendment, and he left. The Representative Sturgis was talking about Section 3. Is that the only part of Representative Hackworth that we're not including in the bill, or is it this whole amendment?
The way I understand it, Representative Hackworth, is just this whole thing's been included except Section
3. Section 3.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from members on House File 3397? Seeing none. Representative Dill?
The amendment is not down here yet, so we can't do anything with it. We can talk about it, as a matter of fact.
Okay, Representative
Good idea.
Dill.
I have an amendment that is on its way down here, allegedly. And if Mr. Ungaro from St. Louis County could come forward, it has to do with Polymet Mining Company. And they will be, as I understand it, disturbing some wetlands in the process of constructing the site, and that the county has worked out an arrangement with them, or is working on an arrangement with them for the wetland replacement. So if Mr. Ungaro could talk about that amendment. Now, the amendment that's coming before us needs some word tightening. I like that. That's right from Meyer. And he and I have agreed that between here and the floor that we'll get the word tightening done and made it a little more definitive on exactly what type of land that the county will provide, and get that done between here and the floor. So,
Mr. Ungaro, you're going to have to talk until the amendment gets here.
Okay,
if you could just give your name for the record.
Week. Mr. Chair and members, John Ungaro, Government Relations Director for St. Louis County. The purpose of the amendment is to allow the county recorder to record a conservation easement on tax forfeited land. Our county attorney's office could not find anywhere in statute that allows such a conservation easement to be recorded over tax forfeited land, and that's essentially what the amendment calls for. And the DNR has told us that they just wanted to make sure that it was restricted to wetland areas and not uplands and those types of situations. So it does need a little tightening up, but the purpose of it is to allow for some wetlands that will be mitigated for the PolyMet project.
Representative Cox has a question.
Representative Cox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This probably gets directed to Representative Dill. It sounds like you've got some language in process or something. So is this essentially the same thing like we just did for Representative Sertich here, where we will be aware of it, and then you're going to get things cleared up, and it'll come in on the floor, and you're going to have the Senate on board too?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dill.
I am hoping that the language will be here in 30 seconds or less, and that we will adopt that language. And then the DNR, Ms. Miller and Mr. Meyer and myself and some others will get those few words, Representative Hackbarth, get those few words tightened down so that it does what Mr. Argaro says, is explies just to other wetlands rather than to uplands. And I mean, the way the language is written, it's broad enough that it could mean you could put in taconite dump as a replacement. And that's never was the intention. And we just are trying to get that. And we may not be able to do that. Maybe we'll have to offer that as an amendment, but if we discuss it on the floor, but if we discuss it in here and talk about the ideas, at least everyone won't be hit cold turkey.
Well, Representative Hackbarth, and then Representative... Oh, did you have a follow-up, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just trying to figure out the process. In other words, I hate to have us put something in the bill that is going to set off fireworks with the Senate or something if we've got everything else in here. And that's where I was asking. I don't know where you are with the Senate on their side.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Agaro, maybe you could answer that question. He's working with Senator Saxog, I believe, and Senator Bach to get this accomplished. Mr. Agaro could probably answer that question.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Cox, that's correct. The bill was just introduced or has House File XXX on it, so it hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate either. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Dill, I don't disagree with the issue, and it does have to take place, and I think we can make it work. However, the lands bill, when we bring these things before the committee, much like Representative Sertich's issue, let's work it out before we put it in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's almost an agreement to what you have. The amendment's not here yet. Let's continue to work on it. I understand it still needs some tweaking to the issue. We don't have a problem putting it on the floor. Let's just make sure that all our ducks in a row. We've got it right. It's been tradition of this committee to only include things in the bill that the DNR has approved of. So I think no one on this committee is going to object to putting it in the bill on the floor when you come to an agreement. So I think that's what we should do.
And, Mr. Chair?
Representative Dill.
I'm fine with that. I just wanted to have a discussion in
absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. So that it was on our radar, so that when we get to the floor, everybody's not going like, what, it just happened.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so... with that, we'll follow that course of action.
Representative Walgini's minister, this is going to make a stop in finance too before the floor.
Oh, well then I'll wait for my question there because I followed Mr. Angaro a part of what he was saying, and then he switched and totally lost me. So I think I'll get found in finance.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from members on House File 3397? If any other amendments or any other testimony? If not, Chair will renew his motion for House File 3397 to pass and be re-referred to the Ag, Environment, and Natural Resources Finance Committee as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Representative Hackbarth, you want to say what's going to happen here in the near future?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this will probably be the last committee that we have that we can actually take some official action. Unless something comes up, we could still meet probably next Tuesday if something does come up. So watch your emails and stay tuned. However, we will be meeting again before session's over. The Minnesota DNR has some presentations that they'd like to meet or have and give to us, primarily about the, what is it called, submerged vegetation, exotic species, that sort of thing, that presentation, and some other issues that will be coming up. So we will have a couple other informational hearings. We're also trying to put together a field trip, and maybe we can get that all done. We'd like to go to just talking at this point. Maybe we can all go and take a logger education program, see what it's like to become a logger. And then we're also talking about possibly on that same trip, taking a stop at Gilbert and seeing what the ATD park looks like. So that's all in the works at this time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We might stop by Rapidan Dam.
Any other business before the committee, if not, getting adjourned.